This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 6th. God's word to you today is Spirit of Prophecy. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 4, verse 21, and it says, "Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day." Jesus is the embodiment of prophecy. The 10th prophecy we'll be looking at is the Messiah will be declared the Son of God. This was prophesied in Psalm 2, verse 7, which says, "The king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.'" Some people struggle with the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. We see the fulfillment in Matthew 3, verse 16, which says, "After his baptism, as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" Prophecy number 11 is the Messiah would speak in parables. This was prophesied in Psalm 78, verses 2 to 4, which says, "For I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders." Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10 say, "And he said, 'Yes, go and say to this people, listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people, plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts, and turn to me for healing. I pray that you will see with your eyes, you will hear with your ears, you will understand with your heart, and you will turn and be healed." Amen. The fulfillment is in Matthew 13, verses 10 to 15 and 34 to 35. Please read. The 12th prophecy we'll be considering is the Messiah would be sent to heal the brokenhearted, prophesied in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, which says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies." This was fulfilled in Luke 4, verse 18 and 19, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be freed, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." The implications of the two prophecies we have looked at today are far-reaching. It is important that we know these things because they are the foundations of our faith. Discover the relevance of these two prophecies as your homework. Let us pray. Father, here I am to do your will, O God, just as it is written of me in your books, according to Hebrews 10, verse 7. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.